USA News, I am Dave Collins. The talk of impeaching President Biden is heating up on Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson believes he has enough votes to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Over the weekend, Johnson said the inquiry has become a necessary step. Republicans have indicated the House could vote to authorize the impeachment inquiry as early as this week. I'm Tim Berg.
Israel on Sunday said it killed a key Hamas commander responsible for the October 7th attacks that left hundreds of Israelis dead and scores of others abducted. This comes as Israel has vowed to free the remaining hostages still being held by Hamas and eliminate the militant group around the world, even if it takes years. Additionally, new airstrikes are hitting Gaza, with Israel calling it a fighting zone and telling residents to evacuate immediately. The race to replace expelled Congressman George Santos is already underway. Chairman of the Nassau County Republican Committee, Joseph Cairo, says they're trying to avoid another Santos fiasco by closely examining potential candidates' credentials.
We will have a much more thorough vetting process now. We will retain an outside firm to do a complete background check.
Both parties need to present a candidate for a special election, with Democrats expected to announce their selection this week. Also, Governor Hochul could announce a special election this week, and when it happens, the election must take place between 70 to 80 days. The Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots have reached a combined $789 million. The top prize up for grabs tonight in the Powerball drawing is $412 million. Now, if you're going to buy a Mega Millions jackpot lotto ticket, picking the lucky winning numbers for Tuesday, that's going to be worth $377 million. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Alaska Airlines say they've agreed to buy Hawaiian Airlines in a $1.9 billion deal. This puts it on track for a potential clash with a Biden administration that has shown wariness about higher fares in the industry. The combined company would keep both airline brands rooted in the nation's 49th and 50th states. Alaska will pay $18 in cash for each share of Hawaiian, whose stock closed Friday at $4.86. The former U.S. ambassador to Bolivia is being charged with acting as a secret foreign agent of Cuba.
This action exposes one of the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government by a foreign agent.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says 73-year-old Manuel Rocha secretly supported the Republic of Cuba and its clandestine intelligence gathering mission against the United States by serving as a covert agent of Cuba's intelligence services. According to the latest data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 2022 saw the highest suicide numbers in U.S. history. Nearly 50,000 Americans died by suicide last year. Indonesia's Merapi volcano erupted on Sunday, sending volcanic ash thousands of feet into the air, resulting in the deaths of 11 climbers with a dozen more missing. The eruption has blanketed nearby cars, roads, and villages in ash, prompting evacuations. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.